Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasant and beautiful day in Chicago, one of those delightful September days, and it's the last day of the month, as a matter of fact. This marks the end of Sep, and tomorrow becomes Ach. Ach, Ach. Tomorrow is October, October the 1st, and wherever you are, we hope it's a very pleasant day for you. We're anxious to find out whether or not they're going to play the World Series. We'll know that and give you that information just as quickly as we can. But on last Saturday evening, we had a very delightful experience spending the company of the people at the Chez Paris, one of America's foremost supper clubs here in the city of Chicago, and made the reacquaintanceship of Mr. Sammy Davis, Jr. And we returned last night because it was so delightfully pleasant to be in his company. We took our tape recorder, and you're going to have a chance to listen to Sammy Davis speak to the people of this nation in just a very few minutes. But let's first off expose one of his new records, one that he made for the Decca people and called Backtrack.
Backtrack. Baby, back to me. Somewhere tonight, other arms hold you tight. Other lips seek the lips that were mine. Stop where you are. Don't let things go too far. There's regret at the end of the line. Backtrack, 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 baby, baby mine. Friends in the know always said you would go, 'cause your kiss was too good to be true. Turn, baby, turn, when your ears start to burn, let them talk, I'll go on wanting you. So backtrack, 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 baby, baby, do. Days seem like years, nights are lonesome and blue. All my prayers turn into tears just for you, only you. If there were some jails for those heartbreaking frails, then I'd know what the ending would be. I'd raise your bail, put my soul up for sale. Right or wrong, you belong close to me. So backtrack, 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 baby, back to me. So backtrack, 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 my baby, back to me.
Backtrack. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. That's what I wish he would have said on the record. But actually, he doesn't have to, because Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is probably better known than any product that anybody has ever mentioned in radio commercials or television, because it's a product that all the world has known and enjoyed for yars and yars and yars. Now, over this weekend, regardless of what your fare is likely to be, whether it's sitting around the house watching television in the World Series, whether it's going out in the public parking places and parking the old jalopy and then going out for a picnic, whatever it is, I hope that you'll have that companion piece that always makes for such delightful living. That would be, of course, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. We want you to try Wrigley if you haven't yet. Of course, I know probably most of you have. But one of these days soon, at your earliest opportunity, will you sort of think of this show, and then when you walk into your favorite cigar counter, candy store, grocery store, drugstore, go over to the gum display and pick up the white pack. Because that's the best. White for purity, and that's what Wrigley Spearmint is. Pure as the sunlight. We want you to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's delicious. Well, last night when we went over to the Chez Paris, as we said before, we took our tape recorder. And we turned on the microphone, started talking to Sammy Davis, Jr. My first question to him was, Sammy, after you close the Chez Paris, then where next?
Well, we go from here to Windsor, Ontario, at the Elmwood Casino, and then on to, back to Hollywood, rather, to do the Milton Berle TV show, then the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco, Las Vegas, at the New Frontier Hotel, and then a Broadway show.
I had a very amusing experience the other day. One of my very good friends, who is a habitué of the nightclub circuit, said to me, "Have you caught Sammy over at the Shea?" And I said, "Yes, I was there Saturday night." And he said, "Gee, did you ever see anybody come up so fast in show business as he has?" So when I told him the story about how you had waddled on stage when you were about two and that you've been doing this for 25 years, he was positively amazed. But actually, it's really been the last 4 or 5 years, Sammy, that you've hit the jackpot and become such a fabulous attraction at the nightclub circuit. How do you account for it? What is there different about your act now than there was, say, 4 years ago?
Well, I don't think there's anything different. I think naturally, if an actor is conscientious, he improves as he goes along. It started for us about 5 years ago, and there have been several factors. Certainly the records have made a big, important step for us. Meant a big, important step, rather, because of the fact that in the last year or so, the records have sold so well for me, which automatically brought in a new audience, which I never had.
Yes.
Television has played a very important part. I don't do very many television shows, but the ones that I do, I have the good fortune of being on top shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Sammy, for the very reason that you are now a celebrity at the record level, that means, of course, that you've got youngsters paying attention to the work
yes.
that you do. Now, in the nightclub circuits, the youngsters don't get an opportunity to see you. That is not as much as the adult crowd. What are you going to do to make yourself be seen at that mass level? Are you going to start considering theater bookings like the Chicago Theater, or like the Paramount New York, places of that sort?
Well, I would love to do theaters. I love theaters. Every once in a while, we do a one-nighter, as we did a couple of weeks ago in Syracuse, New York, which gives us a chance to entertain the younger people, the record buyers. And, of course, the Broadway show will give me this opportunity to... I'll be in a theater. It'll be legit, a legit show. But in the show, I get a chance to sing the type of things that the kids have associated with me, I think, in the last year. Plus the fact that in the near future, I think probably next summer, I'll probably be doing a movie. And this will give me a chance to entertain the kids. And whenever possible, if it's a live show of any kind, the way I know there are going to be teenagers, I try to go because yes. of the fact that this is a very important thing.
Huh? Are you enjoying your record work, Sammy?
Yes, I am enjoying the very comfortable status that I have now as a record artist because of the fact that I haven't got to the point yet, Howard, where you make that hit record, the big, big one, and suddenly you're only as good as the last hit that you had. And I don't ever want to reach that point. I would like to have... I wouldn't want a number one record in the country. I think it's too much pressure on the artist. I think it's too much... There's too much is expected because yes. as soon as the record is played, they say, well, that's great, but now what's he going to come out with next month?
Yeah, what's he going to do for an encore?
That's right.
It's pretty tough to top a record that you receive, of course, the plaudits of the crowd and a gold record to emblazon on the box office of your attention and attraction. But, Sammy, this Broadway show that you're talking about, this, of course, has been rumored in the columns. I didn't know it was a positive fact that you're going to be doing it.
Yes, it's positive. Julie Stein, who is one of America's top young producers, and one of America's great songwriters, won the Academy Award last year for Three Coins in the Fountain. He is the producer of the show. We have some very wonderful talent in the show. It's a book show called Mr. Wonderful. And it's being written. It's an original story by the fellows who wrote Plain and Fancy. And we're very excited about it. In the show will be Jack Carter, one of Chicago's favorite guys.
Oh, sure, a wonderful guy.
Many, many years ago. And a great actor, incidentally, and he does a wonderful acting part in this thing. And naturally, my dad, my uncle, will be in the show prominently. A girl that was in Carmen Jones, Olga James, will be in the show. She plays the female lead opposite me. And we're holding our fingers, keeping them crossed very tightly, for Audrey Meadows to play Jack Carter's wife in the show.
Yes. Sammy, what more than any other one thing do you think has been responsible for your successes? Have you had a goal that you wanted to achieve? Have you had some particular philosophy of life that you followed or practiced that's led to this tremendous success that you have achieved?
Well, there are always a combination of things. I think that the fact that a performer wants to be good. I mean, I don't mean just to say so he can make money and buy the comfortable things in life, because if he is good and he starts to make the climb, these things come automatically. But I mean, if he works hard at his trade, if he is an honest performer, by that I mean don't cheat the people. They're not, they haven't got the mentality of a 10-year-old like a lot of people used to think, oh, 10, 15 years ago. You're entertaining intelligent people, and you must entertain them intelligently. I think that's an important part of what yes. might have happened to us because of this outlook that I am happy to say that I have been taught by my dad, my uncle, my dear friends, and my close friends who have taken time out of their busy and successful lives to try to teach me. Pardon me. And I also think, quite truthfully and quite honestly, that the accident had a lot to do with it. The fact that suddenly here was a guy that a lot of people might have never heard the name before, and the press was just wonderful to me. They treated me so very nicely, and they put it on the front page where a lot of people could look and pay attention. And in this country of ours, a lot of things, as a lot of people might say, are not exactly as right as they would like it to be. But every once in a while, something happens, and if it's a human being, regardless of race, color, or creed, everyone's heart sort of goes out to them.
Yes.
And this sort of says to the individual, if he happens to be of a minority, as I am, you say, well, gee whiz, things are pretty wonderful. They're not as right as we'd like them to be, but they are wonderful. I got letters in the hospital, Howard, people in Mississippi and Georgia, and they were definite to put in the letters, so I would know. We are a white family of five. We've seen you on television, and one of the most poignant letters that I received was from Alabama. A five-year-old kid asked his mother, could he donate his eye to me? And I got the picture of the kid and the mother, and I tried to answer as many of the letters as possible. And it's so funny that a lot of the people who wrote, I'd say 60%, didn't even put a return address. They didn't expect an answer.
Well, I think the very fact that you tried to answer those letters is just exactly the objective I wanted to seek out in this interview, the fact that you are a deserving talent, Sammy, and I'm so very, very happy you've made it as big as you have.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for being here today, and the very best of luck continuing over at the Shea Parade and then on your bookings in the future.
Thank you, Howard.
Thanks, Sammy Davis.
A wonderful performer and a wonderful man and a gentleman, Sammy Davis, Jr. The accident, of course, that he referred to was the one in which he almost lost his life, and he did lose his eye. Let's listen to a chorus of Sammy Davis's Other Side, the good new record that he made for Decca called It's Bigger Than You and Me.
It's bigger than you and me. It's mad, and yet it's right. One mad, unforgettable night is worth a lifetime of dreams, and we'd be fools to fight it. It's bigger than you and me. It's fate, it had to be. Keep the moment tender. Why wait? Let's surrender. It's bigger than you and me.
That's Sammy Davis, Jr., and just a chorus. I'm sorry we couldn't play the whole thing of It's Bigger Than You and Me. When you get to know these performers in show business, you have to agree with me that they're pretty fine people. A lot of people I know that are not in show business seem to think that most of our lives are spent in the trivia. But here's a boy who has a serious outlook and an aspect to his life that makes him a very beautiful person in my book and in my mind. Sammy Davis, Jr. I hope that you'll get a chance to see him when next he appears in your own community. I want to take just a minute to thank all of you for being so wonderfully kind to me, to this show, and to Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And I'm sorry that I put myself in top billing because it should just be the inverse order. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, the finest product that you can serve to your family, then the show, and then to me. But regardless of what order you choose, I hope the order of your gum preference is always the clean white pack that smells so good and tastes so good, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Will you take it with you over the weekend, please? It's so doggone good to taste, and the flavor is always good. We want you to try it. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, this is Howard Miller. Thanks an awful lot for being with us. God bless you, and you have a real swell weekend and a safe one, please. Bye-bye.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at this same time when his guest will be June Christie. This is the CBS Radio Network.